Om Shanti, 19th June 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a great magician who even binds the one who is free from bondage with the magic of love. You children are greater magician than the father. You have such magic of love that you even bind the one who is free from bondage. Even the father cannot think of anything except you children. He constantly remembers you children. You call him to eat with you so many times. When you eat, when you walk, when you sleep, you do it with the father. When you perform any tasks, you say it is your work. You just inspire us. And we will use our hands as instruments. Then you give the burden of the action to the Father. And so you are great magician, are you not? So who is a greater magician, the Father or we children? Baba is saying, you children are greater magicians. What magic you do? You bind the one who is free from bondage. Father cannot think of anything else except you children. He constantly remembers you. You call him so many times. When you eat, when you walk, when you sleep, you do it with the father. When you perform any tasks, you say it is your work. You just inspire us and we will use our hands as instruments. Then you give the burden of the action to the Father. And so you are great magicians, are you not? So we are greater magicians than Father. What magic we do? We are binding the one who is free. We are taking him captive. The one who is eternally free is getting bound by our love. A magician is somebody who does many magical tasks. So we are those spiritual magicians, Ruhani Jadugar. And just as those magicians do many things, many tasks, many activities, many magical things, in the similar manner we also do many magical things. A magician, he does 10 different types of activities. One is the production. What production he does? Things which are not there, he produces. For example, he makes a hand like that and suddenly a bird comes in the hand. Production. Suddenly, he produces something from the hat. He makes the hat upside down and the coins start falling. What else? Flowers. He will produce flowers which were not there at all. Handkerchief. Suddenly, he will produce some handkerchief from somewhere. So, these are some of the things which he does. So, the first thing is production. He produces things suddenly. What we spiritual magicians produce, that is the thing to think, to churn. We churn knowledge. We churn knowledge and we produce some magical point which will be helpful in some adverse situation. We churn knowledge and we produced some point of happiness, some point of bliss. So we do certain service and suddenly we bring smile. We create happiness in somebody's heart. The heart which was barren, the heart which was disheartened person. In those disheartened persons, we produce happiness. Is not this the great magic? So we are greater magicians. They produced gross objects. We produce subtle things. Whether it is a bliss, whether it is happiness, whether it is contentment, whether it is blessings. So we are greater magicians. Divine magicians, spiritual magicians. So the first thing a magician does is production. He produces something. Hand is like this and the bird comes. Bird of happiness we produce. He takes the hat and turns it upside down and the coins start falling. We take the hat, we turn upside down and the pearls of knowledge start falling. The hat of intellect. So the first thing a magician, a jadugar does is producing things. Second, a magician escapes. One of the functions, one of the activities, if you have seen a magic show, Harry magic show, like that, you know, a lot of magicians are there. So they escape. You tie them, put them into a box and they come out. Just as Harry Houdini, who was there in America, you tie him in any way, he will come out within few minutes. His hands are tied, his feet are tied, and he is put in the box. Box is tied, that box is put in another box, and that is tied, and is thrown in the ocean, and he will come out. So that is magician. So this is what, this is the second function of a magician, escape. Maya comes and ties us. Hands tied, feet tied, and then she packs us in a box and throws her in the ocean and we come out. This is the greatest magic. Actually, you should not get tied, but if imprisoned by Maya, you escape. So, escape. So that is the function of a magician. He will escape, no matter whatever way you tie. He will escape. Third, L. L is levitation. Levitation means udan, to rise above the surface. If suppose a man is here, like a sadhu, he rises up the ground. That is known as levitation. So they show this magic. For example, a woman is there like this, and he will make her up, and she is on the in the floating in the air, and there is nothing below. So that is known as levitation. So a magician does levitation. We also do levitation. We rise above the body consciousness. We rise above the world of the body. So this is our greatest magic. Magic of levitation. Fourth, transportation. What a magician does is he transports. For example, this is a duster is kept here. He does the magic and the duster is gone and it has come here. If a person is here, like Kamlesh is here, and he does magic and he is no more, he is behind the wall. Go and find him. He is there. So he transports. This is the magic they do. They transport. Things are here and they are no more. Like he gives this here, he gives a hat, and then he tells you, now the duster is in your pocket, and the audience, they will come out and they will find the duster in their pocket. So this is known as transportation. They transport things from this to this. Spiritual magicians also transport. Transportation of the mind. A mind is transported from this world to the new age, to the new world. This is the spiritual transport that happens. So we are spiritual magicians. Then, fifth, penetrate. For example, this is a duster and he will put it in and it will come out through this. These are the magic tissue. Penetrate hard objects. If suppose this is a thing, that thing will go and it will come out from this side. So this is known as penetration. So they penetrate solid objects. Anything can penetrate through anything. So this is known as magic. So where do we penetrate? We penetrate into Murli. We penetrate into Gyan. We go into the depth of anything. So that is the spiritual magic which we have. So penetration. Then T, transposition. One was transportation. This is transposition. Like these two objects are here. So what he will do, this object will come here and this object will come here. Interchange, exchange of objects. So this is what he does. Here also we have done transposition. Whatever the things of Maya which were there within us is gone somewhere and things of God have come inside. So this is known as transposition. Then we vanish. Gayab. This is what he does. Things are here and it's gone. For example, a lady is standing and he does something and that lady disappears. And you are just seeing, oh, it's a real magic. She is no more there. PC Sarkar, Harry Houdini. There is a huge list of magicians around the world. Huge list. So all these things they do. Escape. Or vanish. Vanish means disappear from your vision. It's no more visible. So we get vanished from this world. This is our magic. We are here and we are no more there. If you die, the world dies. Yesterday is Sakar Murli. Aap mue mar gai duniya. When you die, the world dies for you. So you die in a second. You vanish from this world. Go somewhere. So this is our spiritual magic. Vanish. Then transformation. He will transform things into something else. For example, a handkerchief is there. He does like this and that handkerchief turns into a sparrow, a bird. If this is there and this transports and this turns into something or color. It's a red in color. He does something with his magic wand. We had the wand, no? So he does like that and suddenly he does like this and the color changes. Now this is a red in color. He will do like this. It will turn blue. So that is known as change. Transformation. So magician transform things. Everything is changed. So we also have magical wand. Our Gyani soul comes and we move the magical wand and he starts chanting the name of Baba or he becomes fathers. He becomes Gyani. So magical transformation. And then restoration. Restoration means he will break this wand into pieces. Any object into pieces and those pieces will rejoin. Restore. Or a woman is there, he cuts her into pieces and then she rejoins. Such magics. So restoration. So a person is there who has become stone intellect. So and who was Baba's child and has left the Gyan. So we have to restore back into him into Brahmin life. So that is restoration. So we are those spiritual magician who restores. And then last, 10th, prediction. He will predict how much coins are there in your pocket, audience. What is the last, what is there in your pocket, what is there in your purse? He does lot of predictions. So these are the 10 functions of a magician. Functions or tasks done by a magician. So in today's blessing, Baba is telling, who are we? We are spiritual magicians. So spiritual magician, you are the great spiritual magicians. You are even greater than Father. Even Baba cannot do all of these magics. We are greater magicians. You have such magic of love that even binds the one who is free from bondage. Even the Father cannot think of anything except you children. He constantly remembers you children. You call him to eat with you so many times. When you eat, when you walk, when you sleep, you do it with the Father. When you perform any tasks, you say it is your work. You just inspire us and then we use your and we'll use our hands as instrument. So then you give the burden of the action to the Father. So we are the great spiritual magicians performing 10 spiritual tasks. What are they? First of all, production. We produce new things. Just as that magician produces things out of nothing, we also produce things out of nothing. Go into the depth of Gyan and bring out some new point of knowledge. Second, he escapes. You tie him in any which way, he comes out. So Maya tries to hold us in captivity, we come out. Third, levitation. He rises above like this. We also rise above the body consciousness. Levitation. Transportation. He is transported. He makes things go from here to here. Which was here, it goes behind the wall. So we also get transported to that another world. Then penetration. He will penetrate any solid object. We penetrate into Murli. We penetrate into yoga. We penetrate into that ocean of love, peace, bliss, and bring out pearls. Then escape. Then transposition. He will transposit the things. Things which are here, this laptop will disappear and will go in the library suddenly. And you will see where it is. So this is what magic he does. So this they do. So we also do such transposition. Then next, vanish, disappear. You just disappear from this world in a second. You die alive. You are no more in this world. So you just vanish. Then transformation. You totally transform. He will transform the size, the change, size or shape or place or color of things. So you also transform. If any stone intellect person comes, you turn him into, with your magical wand, into a divine being or a Brahmin. Then restoration. Those who have left the knowledge, you restore them back into knowledge. So that is restoration. And the last, prediction. You can predict. This is the very high stage where you start predicting things. But then it should not make you egoistic, or rather you have to keep your predictions incognito. Otherwise you predict, and if things come true, then you are filled with ego. For example, you make a thought that it should rain and it rains, and by evening you start telling, in Amrit Vela I had that sankalp that it should rain. And that makes person egoistic, and ego is the fall in spirituality. Ego is the greatest barrier in spirituality. Unless and until the last barrier falls, you cannot become truly spiritual person. The other day I was telling about Ramakrishna, and that Totapuri comes and he puts a glass and makes a mark, and he goes into Samadhi for 3 days. One sentence is written there: the last barrier has fallen. Antim Badha. The last barrier of Dvait has fallen, and person enters into non-dualism, Advait, where he realizes his unity with the cosmos, the ultimate stage. All this Dvait dualism that goes away. The last barrier has fallen. The last freedom. the first and the last freedom. So these are all the different activities done by those magicians, and we are spiritual magicians, so we also do all of these activities in a different manner. So I just thought of this, you can churn more on this. Om Shanti.